on the line with us this morning, Nate McMurray. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations, I guess, in order. You've been endorsed by the Erie County Democrats to run in the 27th Congressional District, a district, of course, you're very familiar with. You ran in 2018, coming very close to winning in a heavily Republican district. The first question is, as you set forth now on this campaign, do you see yourself approaching this any differently than you did 2 years ago?
No, we're going to do the same thing we've always done. We're going to visit people, look them in the eyes, go to every single town. I think no one can outwork us. We go everywhere. And I know this place. I know these people. I've been to every diner. I've been to every single main street. And I'm excited about doing it again.
You know, looking back, obviously you don't necessarily want to look back, but we do look back to that 2018 election where Chris Collins, the former congressman, as we know now, based on his guilty plea in court, that he lied to the constituents of the 27th District about his pending indictment in federal court. Are you going to bring that up during this particular campaign? Is he going to be a campaign issue?
Well, what I want to focus on is making sure that every single person in NY27 in this country gets health care and protecting Social Security, which is at risk, we know from the president's comments. But I think the people of NY27 will recognize my judgment. I mean, I'm no prophet, but I said what's going to happen happened. We could see this man had serious ethical problems, and I mean, he was indicted. There was a videotape of him on the White House lawn. And I think at the very least, people know that where other people were silent, I was a vocal critic and a strong opposition to Chris Collins, and that's something I'm very, very proud of.
The opponent is going to be Republican Chris Jacobs, the state senator. Many have viewed him as a moderate who is now embracing President Trump. What about Mr. Jacobs?
I think it's sad. I don't think it's who he is, and I think it says something about him that at this moment, of all moments, he's going to suddenly embrace a man he previously wouldn't even say the man's name. And I think it's troubling, and I think it indicates that either he's not sure of what he stands for, or someone else is, you know, trying to get him to say things that he may not be proud of. I'm not sure that he's going to be able to represent the people of his district. He's someone from a very different background than I'm from, or from most of the people in NY27 are from. This is a place where the average household has an income of between $30,000 and $50,000, and there's nothing wrong with being wealthy, but if someone, you know, gets millions of dollars just for breathing, I'm not sure how they can relate to people who struggle to get health care or struggle to pay for gas. And I think that you see that reflected in the policies that he's advocating for.
And then the final question is more of a simple yes and no. We only have so much time here and a lot of issues to get into, but would you welcome a debate against Mr. Jacobs?
I want to debate him in every single county in NY27. We'll do it. Let's go. I want him to look me in the eyes and say that he really stands for President Trump, because I don't think he does. And I think it's even more troubling that he would say that he does just to get elected. I mean, he's already lying to his constituents. So I'd be welcome to any type of debate he'd like to have.
Well, hopefully if that's the case, our microphones will be there. Nate McMurray, thank you very much for your time this morning, sir.